This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Shauna Tucker became a breakout star on North Carolina's music scene last year. The classically trained cellist turned jazz vocalist went from opening act to headliner in just a few short months. Her success followed the release of her debut CD, Shine. So we're all loving her here in North Carolina, and suddenly she runs off to join the circus. She left us for Las Vegas to perform for the famous Cirque du Soleil. But home is where the heart is, and Shauna's heart is in North Carolina. This weekend, she's back to perform a special concert in Durham and introduce local fans to some new work. Shauna Tucker, my guest in the studio today, happy to have her back, along with some of her favorite collaborators, drummer Stephen Kaufman and Peter Kamosh on bass. Welcome to all of you. Great to have you back.
Hey, it's so good to be here.
Yeah, how is everything in Las Vegas?
It's very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Durham. But it is where I'm supposed to be.
You Cirque du Soleil is amazing. You're amazing. I mean, that's an incredible gig to be able to play in that, at that level with a group like that.
It's fun. I don't know if people can say, too many people can say that they have fun and that something crazy and interesting is going to happen every time they go to work. But it is as different as it is. It's incredible working for the Cirque.
Do they make you, like, climb up on stuff and jump off of things?
I asked about that, and I was told that I could do airbag training if I wanted to and, you know, work on the trampoline and stuff, but I needed to be there for a minute, you know, because I can't break anything that's essential to my job.
And it would be hard to do a lot of what they do with a cello in your hands.
They do have a show where there's a cellist that's flying in the air, Amaluna, and maybe one year. You can
do that.
Sub.
Well, so otherwise, now apart from that, what's it like to actually live in that city?
It's a very different city. Yeah. I would say it's like bizarro world, but I found it as close to a normal place to live as possible. It's only 20 minutes outside the city, and it's still crazy driving to work and seeing the amusement park and then driving through the amusement park and saying, wow, I work at an amusement park, essentially.
This is
pretty cool.
You play a song for us.
Sure. We're going to do our new song, Just Go. It's the song that is the first of the singles, a series of digital releases that we're going to do. And we've got a music video going. And yeah, here we go.
All right.
Just Go. Changing at breakneck speed again, getting harder and harder to keep it all together. People want what they want when they want it, perpetual spin. I'm pulled in 1,000 different directions and it's not getting any better. Said I'm moving 1,000 miles a minute and it ain't gonna get better. I know. But these are the times when a ticket to anywhere sounds so nice. An overnight bag and throw it in the backseat next to the dog and drive. Go to the beach or to the mountains, destination unknown. It's about time to just go. It's just in my boyfriend's feeling neglected, and my part-time job is flexing its full-time weight. The price I pay for being a struggling artist, well then maybe the bill collectors might give me a little bit more of a break. No, but the bill collectors ain't trying to give me no break. These are the times when a trip to anywhere sounds so sweet, like a carry-on bag and throw it in the overhead and find me a window seat. Go to the beach or to the mountains, destination unknown. About time to just go. Just go. Just go. Just go. I loaned my GPS to my friend. Guess that means I'm driving. the times when a personal day just won't do. These are the times when you give them two fingers and do what you wanna do. These are the times when a trip to anywhere sounds so sweet. Make a carry-on bag and throw it in the overhead and find me a window seat. Go to the beach or to the mountain, destination unknown. Oh, these are the times. These are the times. These are the times. It's about time to just go.
Shauna Tucker live on The State of Things, a song called Just Go. Shauna's in town for one night only, going to be in the Casbah tonight in Durham before she packs up again and goes to Las Vegas.
Don't say it like that, Frank.
Well, you know, I'm grieving because you're leaving and you just go. You're breaking my heart. Lindsay Foster Thomas, our spectacular managing editor, is just going. I'm going to be, you know, she's leaving us for Los Angeles. Great job.
We're going to hang when she gets to the West Coast.
When she gets out and she gets out west. Well, bless her. It's a great thing for her, a great thing for you. And it's good to see you again. So tell us about this project now, the new project.
Okay. So with the success of Shine comes the, well, where's the next one? Where's the next one? That's a good question that people are asking. It's a little stressful, but I figured the, also in the, not even the dawn, we're like ripe in digital age, right?
Yeah.
And so we figured it would be great to try and release singles as we record them, release them digitally, and then once we're done with this project, wrap it up in a limited edition hard copy CD. And so the songs will always be available in perpetuity online, right, digitally, but we will have a hard copy because we do have folks that are like, I just want you to sign the CD. I just like my CD. I want a little jacket. I want to touch it, you know. So this first release is actually corresponding with our first music video, which is shot by Michael Devereaux, who is a Durham-based cinematographer. And we were filming parts of that this week at Durham School of the Arts with the choral students, so we had a lot of fun with that. We'll film some more of that tonight at the show at Casbah and then finish it up with these guys in time for a fall release.
That sounds great. Is there anything that, you know, so the project is going out one at a time, you pull it all together, you make a CD. What is there any theme or idea, musical idea that unites the project? Just a lot of good music all in one place, which is fine.
Yeah, I think that, you know, in this concept or the mission and the goal of Chamber Soul is that it is kind of like a mashup of influences. You know, I love jazz, I love pop, I love folk. And so some songs, like this is a very, very pop-heavy song, Just Go is. We've got some tunes that are kind of gypsy jazz. We've got some stuff that's vintage jazz. It's all over the place.
Play another one now?
Sure. We're going to do A Secret That I Keep is from the Shine CD. Hold on a minute. This is what happens when your guitar tech is on hold.
Yeah, I can see this in Vegas. Some guy's hanging from a trapeze waiting for you to hit. And you're saying, well, I'm just a second. Hang on.
Sorry.
Hang on. Don't drop that.
Here I come.
All right.
Can you ask me a question while I'm tuning?
Why didn't you tune that before you came in?
I did. It was an open C tuning.
That's my question.
The first song was an open C tuning, which is crazy.
I actually do want to know when, and I don't know if you can tune and talk at the same time, but if, you know, because are you playing kind of the same things every night? Is there a way that the job, you know, can kind of get a little not so interesting from night to night? Get a little bored?
There's a sameness that that I have to work around, because, you know, it's like you want to resist the urge to do improv when that's all you've been doing. But, you know, Cirque has a very specific way that the show must go. And it's the consistency that makes their product and their show what it is. So they also encourage us to remain creative and to keep doing what we're doing outside of Cirque as well. So,
are you able to do that? Much else going on?
Well, that's why I'm here. And doing
cool.
and doing those very projects.
Cool.
Yeah.
With live stuff too? Do you perform?
Anybody? I do. I'm working with tune this, please. yes. I'm working with a gentleman named Sammy Sala, and he is a gypsy jazz awesome guitar player. And we are doing this kind of duo thing. We've got accordion, guitar, cello, and I play more like baby bass cello-y stuff. But it's originals. It's classic standards. I get a chance to sing, and our weekends are Sundays and Mondays, so we do whatever we can on Sunday night.
You know, with all, of course, I don't know how many actual live musicians now play in those clubs in Vegas anymore, but it would seem to me that with all that entertainment, however glitzy and maybe poppy it might be, there are a lot of recording artists, there are a lot of musicians hanging around there who
may be
aching to do something a little more creative than what they have to do.
Yeah, there's an immense amount of talent there. I mean, there's people that, if they're not already playing with the headliners that that are on stage, they're working around it, or they're doing session projects, or they're just looking for something that breaks that sameness monotony. So, you know, it's a little microcosm of talent there that, you know, that you might see on a Sunday night, on a Monday night, late Friday night, Saturday night, after hours.
How long does this song go, roughly?
It's about 3 minutes.
All right. I just want to make sure I have time to say bye to Lindsay.
Here we go.
You play this song and then we'll come back. Shauna Tucker.
Time after time I ask myself, what is it about you that makes me smile? Night after night I find myself dreaming about you and your pretty smile. There's so much I want to say to you. I wanna spend the day with you. Oh. Day after day, I fancy myself living within you and you.
Shauna Tucker is going to perform at the Casbah in Durham tonight. Concert starts at 8, going to be filmed for a music video, and Shauna's song, Just Go. You can visit shaunatucker.com for more information. Shauna is spelled S-H-A-N-A. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you. Thanks.
Going to let you play us out, but first, yes, sadly, we say goodbye today to Lindsay Foster Thomas, our managing editor. Lindsay got the job because when we asked her, like everyone else, what is it that your ultimate goal is, and they all said, I want to be Diane Rehm when I grow up, she said... No, she said, I want to be the voice of an animated character. She wants to be a cartoon character when she grows up. And I thought, that was it. Well, Susan Davis and I looked at each other and said, well, she's it. That's the answer. And she's been brilliant ever since. Creative, great, a phenomenal sense of humor. We're going to miss her. We're going to miss the Simpsons cuts. She brings so many elements to this program. But I tell you, we have been blessed to have her. We kept her for 6 years, and honestly, we had no right to her. She is so talented. She's going on to Marketplace Money, a big show in Los Angeles. She deserves that and has for many years. We've been just very lucky to keep her, and we wish her well. She's brilliant. You're going to hear more from her. Lindsay, I miss you. Come back. We never close. Good luck. And this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, here's Shauna Tucker.
I know it.